Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's End. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than being too Jewish.
What? There's no such thing.
Surprisingly, there is. What?
Could you imagine such a thing?
I cannot, but I other cannot. People, they do. They are anti-Semites.
I tell you.
They will never work in this pogrom again.
I rip my shirt when I think of them. Dead to me.
The number Jewish.
We'll get there.
I see that.
We'll get there. The number to call in if you'd like to join in the live conversation, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Mix up the rhythm a little bit. You know, make sure they really want to listen.
Yeah, well, you know, you're doing a little ska version of the phone number.
All right. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live.
If you dare.
Yes. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, and go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. Of course, if you want to listen live on other things, there's let's see, we got TuneIn apps. Various radio stations have TuneIn apps. I think we do. I also think there's the Indie Authority has live blogs for live stream for your Apple and your Android and all and your BlackBerry.
They got you covered always.
Everybody got you covered. You can listen to us on the go.
They got all the fruits.
Sure.
And also check out our other shows too. I mean, we did a lot of good shows, so check us out on the app.
Yeah, not like the crap we do now. There was a time.
No, I don't mean now. But
there was a time when this show did not jump the shark.
Just jump the minnow.
That's six show.
Jump the show. We don't have the ramp or the fish. But
awesome.
It's great. You know, I mean, live every Tuesday, but, you know, check us all the other shows. You can play it in the car. You know, it's a nice alternative to the norm.
That's Joe Curry, of course.
Hi.
Pip Helix. And
hi.
I'm Davin Rosenblatt. I just want to touch on that for a second. I had to introduce this before I touched. It's always nice to introduce before you start go touching.
I like to know the name of my molester.
Here's the thing. I don't know if this is a good... Well, usually don't. Here's the thing. Like,
it usually starts with uncle.
Yes, it does.
Nice. In the people that have listened to the show live,
yeah,
like in the chat room,
yes,
they're like really hardcore fans. But to that, they will, if they can't listen to the live show, some of them, there's a group of them that won't listen to a replay because it's not the same. Really, really, Petunia, the chat stays up there. I've told them you can pretend you're typing along with us. I don't delete the chat.
Believe me, I sit with the shows every week. Doing all the editing and stuff like that, and you get caught in a moment. You forget the show. Believe me, it's like you're actually were there.
I mean, we'd like to think
but
that we're
like
that
the,
timely.
They
but,
like
you know?
The interaction. They like the bantering back and forth. That the camaraderie of
so
the
send
Denver.
Me a text
sure.
with you. See it.
Yes, listen to replays. We'll be happy to give you all our personal numbers.
The June 3rd, 2012 show, Joe. That was funny. Well, thank you.
Yeah. You know what you said about pancakes. And you're sitting there going, what the hell did I say about pancakes?
Like our listeners are a bunch of Trekkies.
No,
that's right.
On my Twitter page, Plankfoot on Twitter. Tweet me. You can go on
somebody should.
Joe Curry on Facebook or Joe Curry Nation. Go on there. Send me a little message.
Lots of things to discuss on tonight's show. Worst ways to get dumped.
Yeah.
I thought that might be fun. In honor of Mother's Day, we'll have our annual countdown of the worst moms of the year. And speaking of getting dumped. We'll see where Fake Davin goes after dumping his scammer girlfriend.
Oh.
I kicked it to the curb. Ouch.
Dunross, one of our listeners and our chatters, was concerned that I was upset that you had broken up with your girlfriend.
Concerned that a real Pip with fake name was concerned about Fake Davin having real emotions with originally fake name scammer, now real name scammer, possible relationship girl.
Hold on a second. I got to make some erasures on my scorecard and rewrite
well,
some stuff.
This twist and turn.
But it's easy to get caught up in this stuff.
It is.
It really is, even though we know it's all horse shit. You know, it's easy to get caught up in this
and
stuff.
The boys here know that I always have allergy problems and I almost always have a tissue in my hand while we're doing this show.
Yes.
But I mean there was closest we'll to a tear to my eye.
We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. Something to look forward to the
my
end of the show.
Story.
We'll get there. It might be over. Maybe I found somebody new.
Okay.
I mean, there's still, Mavis is still in the picture.
I know.
I haven't broken up with Mavis.
Okay, but you know, it's pretty.
Look at Joe Gill.
Hey,
Joe,
man.
I'm not dating your girl. But
it's Brad when the listeners have to talk me down off the ledge, okay?
Relax. We'll get there.
But the funny thing is, you get caught up, like, is it mate? What are you doing with mate? Because meanwhile, I've been doing all the editing for this stuff when I was really hot and heavy with Mavis. It's like, it was my chick.
I, you know, you do get caught up. I didn't even, you know, well, my fake personality didn't take off, like, much like my real one.
You suck.
I know, he did. He was so boring.
And your character wasn't so hot either.
Yeah, but hey. Jesus Christ, I mean, you could have.
Leave him out of this.
I couldn't get any play. Well, because, you know, because
you're lame.
No, I'm
yes,
not.
Yes, you are. When you create a character so weak that a scammer is bored by it.
Noted.
I got a defender. I mean, the story, the backstory wasn't that bad. I mean, if you're hunting for money, you could deal with it.
Apparently you can't, Joe. That's what we learned. Apparently it was bad, and it couldn't be dealt with. You got a chick here who's dealing with leeches with you. She's all happy. You're talking to your cat and writing poetry in made-up Chinese, and she sticks around. How lame is Scott Walker? I'm not going back to it. You can listen to the scammer clips and everything, but you got me, who's a philanderer, black magic. Oh, there's the call.
And by the way, points for remembering his name, even.
Hold on. Hello?
Welcome to Davin's Day.
Hey, Kevin Israel.
Hey, Kevin, how are you? I was going to get there. I had Kevin call in because Kevin worked with me this weekend.
Oh,
and that's
hi.
What I wanted to discuss. Kevin,
my condolences.
That's Joe. Ignore him. You know? Do you know Joe, Kevin?
What's that?
Do you know Joe Curry?
I think we worked together
about 4 years ago. The name is familiar. I think we did work one gig together. How's it going?
It was probably a pick.
It was. I think that's where we met. I think it was a Bix gig probably about 6 or 7 years ago.
All right. Well, that was a fascinating trip down memory lane. I'm glad you two barely made an impression on each other. I can see both of you were blown away by the other one's act and personalities.
What a great blind date that was.
Yeah. I think we might have shared a buffet or beefsteak together.
Wait, we did a gig from 7 years ago at a church. What, you think it's going to be the road to Rio now? Give me a break.
Kevin Israel's very dreamy. It could have been.
I make an impression on everybody.
You do make an impression. Usually a bad one, but an impression nonetheless.
Did you say dreamy?
He is dreamy. He's a very handsome man.
Oh, all right.
We'll get there.
Hold on.
We'll get there.
He's one of my people's good-looking ones. We have a couple.
Might have been a good weekend.
Well, listen. I was closing.
For you, not Kevin.
I was closing. I need things done. And, you know, Joe is strictly business, set up the merch table. But when you have a dreamy man like Kevin, there's other things.
Yeah, Davin was closing, so he needed somebody to get some land.
Yeah, I know. I opened
all right.
Yeah, it's preaching to the choir.
I'm getting double teamed. I did not think it would feel like this.
He normally likes it.
And the chick is Pip Helix. You don't know her.
Hi.
She's the nice one. All right, so Kevin.
Oh, God help you.
So Kevin and I are working at a gig in Pennsylvania this past weekend. The Kevin is Jewish. I'm Jewish. The other comedian is Jewish. The guy who hired us, the booker who runs the club, is Jewish.
I see too much Jewishness. Is this where we're going?
Yes. So now Kevin and I talk about being Jewish.
All right.
Not, you've seen my act. I don't beat your head over with the Jewishness. It's references that people could get. You know, it's not in depth. Kevin's the same way. Kevin doesn't beat you over the head with it.
You have to be that way. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not throwing in all these kind of references to things that, like, Goyim like me wouldn't get.
Well, no, Kevin was speaking Yiddish, which I thought was a little much.
I like to add all my punchlines in Hebrew.
I love that.
He killed for the first 8 minutes with the Hebrew, then they kind of tuned out. It was very weird.
Was it a Jewish audience?
But yeah, no, Davin's right. I mean, all my material, you know, usually cuts across the board. I've performed it in the middle of the country. I've performed it all over the place, and I've never had any complaints about being too Jewish.
No, there's plenty of other complaints, but never about being too Jewish.
You gotta change yourself to Kevin Catholic or something like that. Or Protestant or something.
Protestant! It's Mandy Muslim.
Mandy Muslim. Well, no, that could be a bigger problem. Yeah.
And I think that is an important part of the story, is that my name is Kevin Israel. But you can't ignore that.
He has a country named after him, for goodness sake.
That's awesome.
And his opening joke, which I'm not going to have you do because I don't want you doing shtick on the air, but his opening joke.
God, we don't.
No, exactly. Yeah. His opening joke talks about his name, which would
perfect.
Make sense.
Yeah, yeah, of
and
course.
It's a good joke.
It's a good opener. It's a good break, you know, icebreaker and get things cooking, yeah.
Well, it's the kosher elephant in the room.
Right. the kosher elephant. Yes,
you see what she did there? You see what I'm working with?
Feel sorry for him.
A lot more talent than you, Dad.
Well, this goes without saying.
No.
And he wanted, and he sends me his avails, and he wonders why I never respond. So, and the guy in the middle, who's also Jewish but does nothing Jewish. Would you agree with that, Kevin?
I think he said one thing about no, but you know what? No, I think he mentioned the Jewish wedding, but I don't know if he even said it was his.
Right, right.
But so basically, for all intents and purposes, there was no Jewish material.
And he ate a ham sandwich while he was on stage.
So it's a smallish show on Friday. What do you think? We had like 40 people, 50 people?
Yeah, I would say.
Where was the venue?
It was in Pennsylvania.
What type of place?
Club. I don't know if we need to bash anybody.
No, I'm not going to say the club. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, because I like the club. It's actually one of my favorite clubs mm-hmm. or anything. I'm not going to mention names because I actually like the guy who said this to us. It's just a funny
story.
But
it was a club. It wasn't an offside. It was a club.
It was a club.
All right, okay.
It was a club. Show was fine on Friday night. I don't think they were the best crowd in the world. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, they were tight.
Were they Palestinians? It's going to be rough. And they got rocks.
Funny-looking crooked crosses. I don't know what that was about.
Oh, probably Greek Orthodox.
About halfway through, I decided I had enough of them, and I snapped on them, because I'm willing
okay.
to...
Uh-oh.
Halfway through?
Yeah, I lasted pretty long, Joe.
Yeah, I was... Okay, yes, that's what I said. Boy, sometimes you just right to work.
That's what Kevin said.
Yeah, you know, but halfway, you know, first half I was doing material, trying to work with him as best I could, and then I had enough of this nonsense.
Uh-oh.
I was not going to take their inattentiveness to what I was giving. So... we all felt pretty good. Would you say you felt pretty good considering?
Yeah, no, it was a totally mediocre show.
So high bar for your career. Anyway,
bravo.
As a matter of fact, didn't a woman come up to you after the show? What'd she say to you?
She said this was one of the best shows I've seen here.
Yeah. Which it was probably the first show, but still.
No, but that's but that's nice. That's always nice.
Oh, that's good. That's good. 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 Good.
So come back the next day. I get there before Kevin and the owner, not the owner, he's not the owner of the venue, but the booker, the guy who runs mm-hmm. it and everything, comes up to me. He goes, yeah, you know, can you be less Jewish tonight? Can you do less Jewish stuff tonight? This is coming from a Jew. This is coming from a Jew.
Can you be less Jewish?
This is coming from a Jew. He booked three Jews on the show.
That's what I'm thinking. What do you expect? All right, so we won't do Hava Nagila tonight.
Yeah, it's like, here's a plate of bacon. You know, could you tone down the Jewishness?
And he's like,
what?
He's like, well, this isn't coming from me. This is coming from an audience member last night.
Oh.
So the Fury didn't have a good time. Give him a comp ticket.
And beat Protestants in town.
One audience member shaped his determination of his entire show.
Yes.
How many bookers do this, though? We hear this story. I hear this story from the guys all the time.
But I'll even top you. That one audience member represents the whole show.
Right.
I've seen it happen where maybe a church gig where they go, oh, you can work a little risque, and you do it, and you kill in front of 300 people. But some old biddy complains, and her word is over.
Well, we talked about that last year. I lost the Passover gig because the rabbi was displeased.
Right, exactly.
Well, Sister Michael has never had a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
What, Kev?
No, it does unfortunately happen all the time, but you would think in a club where they're doing comedy every week and they've been doing it for years that they would know that, all right, one audience member said something. We're not going to change the show because of one disgruntled audience.
So he goes to me, he goes, do less Jewish stuff. A large portion of the audience is a fundraiser for the YMCA. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't do my Jesus stuff tonight.
Yeah, that good call.
I'm thinking I'm down to Muslim material at this point. I go, you wouldn't say this to a black comedian. Nobody says this to a black comedian. He goes, oh, no. I tell him, oh, I don't want to hear you motherfucker this and motherfucker that. He's like, I'm like, oh, so you don't want them to curse? He's like, no, just the way they talk.
Oh!
Joe's eyes just crossed.
Oh.
Because that's all black people say is motherfucker.
Absolutely.
So what's a black guy supposed to do? Well, man, let me tell you something what happened in the hood, yo.
Remember Robert Guillon and Benson? That's as edgy as we can get. So then he goes to me. Then he makes this reference to me. He goes, it's like these New York comics when they come down here and they talk about the Mets. And I'm like, no.
No.
One's a point of reference. One's a point of view. It's a cultural upbringing. But that,
you mean there's a difference between being a Mets fan and being a Jew?
Not really.
No, none whatsoever. But he said so.
Often persecuted for days and centuries.
Although I see lots of yarmulkes at Yankee games, so I think that they are completely different.
He said something to Kevin that was just so funny and outrageous.
Tell me.
Luckily, Davin prepared me for this.
Yes.
I am curious what my response would have been had I not known. But Davin tells me about this. And then I walked past the booker, and he pulls me aside. And the minute he pulled me aside, I knew it was coming. I could see the look in his eyes. He had that. I'm about to say something that you probably don't want to hear look on his face.
That's what any booker with me.
And he goes, I already talked to the other guys, but I need you to Jew down your act a little.
You mean you want to cost less? What do you mean?
Jew down. Hold on, you cutting my pay?
They couldn't have cut my pay anymore. So I looked at Ben in the eyes and I go, you know what my last name is, right? And he goes, yeah, no, I know. But, this isn't North Jersey. You can't spit on a Jew. And I said, well, even in North Jersey, it's frowned if you spit on a Jew.
Where were you working? That Hitler's House of Hilarity?
A place where you work.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Now I got it.
Oh, boy. Well, now the chat room is saying.
Yeah, I did. I cut the beginning portion of my act out, the most of the Jewish stuff. And to be honest, when I said it to Davin after the show, the audience, it wouldn't have made a difference. They didn't. And they were a great audience. They had a good show. Fun, and they wouldn't have cared.
But the funny thing is, now that I know where the place is, I'm like, I go, who would say? I'm like, that's the worst he said.
Joe thinks you got off easy.
I love it because he cracked. You know him. You know, it's like,
yeah. I guess. Well, I mean, he was even worse to the feature.
Really?
He promoted on Facebook. First of all, on Facebook, he didn't even promote.
Oh, that's right.
He didn't promote me, the headliner, on Facebook. Shows how important I am.
Yeah.
But he made up a creative name for the feature. I'm not going to say because I don't want to. I know pissed off the feature.
Oh.
The feature was really pissed off by it. But he made up a creative name because he had like a little costume. And in it was the word hack.
No. No.
You got to be
No.
What's he doing down there? He lost his mind?
Perhaps.
Well, and to make that even funnier, so the feature, being a very nice guy that he was, said, so I assumed he just it was a misspelling. So I went up to him when I saw him, and I said, hey, I think there was a typo when you typed that my name. And he goes, oh, no, isn't that hysterical?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he works in comedy, and he doesn't know what an insult that was?
He knows.
Isn't that hysterical?
You got to see. As a matter of fact, where I was working in Pennsylvania, me and the headliner, we were talking about this place, and we were talking about how he intros the show.
Yeah.
And it's not an intro. It's a manifesto against the audience.
This was Kevin's first time working the club. Kevin, what were you thinking as you heard this introduction for the show for the first time?
I thought nothing gets an audience more in the mood for comedy than being berated and scolded before they come.
That's the intro! And I go to Kevin, I go, he's doing my act. That's what I do.
What is the name of this club? The principal's office?
Say, but like
No. I'm just, is it the principal's office?
It's actually the club. I love the club. It's just part of the insanity.
But
it's
my God.
Like I said, it's ironic because 120 miles to the west, I'm sitting at my show talking. We were just talking about the way this guy intros his show. So I'm like, the headline, my buddy Robbie, we're talking about.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I.
Terrible.
Kevin did less Jewish stuff. I didn't do my little Jewish trunk. I still had Jewish stuff in there.
Yeah.
But the booker was very pleased. But like Kevin says, we could have done anything. And Kevin and I were talking about this. If it's a Christian group, they like the Jew material.
They do.
Yeah, I've been specifically requested for my Jewish material at church shows.
Yeah.
What do you think they're saying about you guys behind your backs? It's refreshing to hear it right in front of themselves.
Now,
exactly.
Now, in the booker's defense, on Friday night, there was one person who volunteered that he was a Jewish person.
Right.
So I asked, where's the Jewish person? And they didn't raise their hand. I'm like, well, you can volunteer. It's not like there's a train waiting outside.
Yeah. I'm not Rommel. Don't worry.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, maybe that one. But obviously, hey, can you do less of the Jesus stuff? Can you ease up on the Nazi stuff?
Yeah.
But it's not the first time I've gotten this. Can you be less Jewish?
No. Yeah, I'll just slap some foreskin back on.
What, Kev?
I can't possibly be any less Jewish.
No,
in the world.
it's what we deal with as comics. But
haven't met Kevin, but I mean Dad.
Oh, if you met him, you'd sleep with him.
I would.
Absolutely, everybody does.
Hi Kevin,
absolutely.
I'm fluffing up my hair.
Definitely.
Kevin's a very sexy Jew.
It's like a disease.
It is like a disease because the next day they burn.
Well, you know what? Little antibiotics and everything's sick.
That's what you'll say. The thing is that you're a rather secular Jew, and
I'm only Jewish by like cultural
Jew.
I'm like I have very non-Jewy Jewish material.
Yeah, no, and I'm getting the drift that even if Mr. Israel is one of the chosen people, he doesn't have very
Kevin's most Jewish voices. I'm going to ask him to do it when he talks about his mother talking to his father because his father's resting so comfortably. Could you do that voice? This is the most Jewish thing Kevin has going.
Okay.
Dad, wake up.
And you know what, though? That is one of the primary funny things on The Big Bang Theory. So, you know?
His mother's voice.
His mother's voice, which is hilarious. Which it always cracks me up.
Which is funny, because when I hear her voice, I immediately envision my mom. But in all honesty, my mom sounds nothing like that.
I know.
Doesn't matter. We all make our Jewish mothers sound the same way. So it's our payback for them nagging us.
And my mom's seen my act, and she says to me every time, she goes, you know, I don't sound anything like that. And I'm like, well, obviously, you just did sound like that to me.
Well, my mom always tells me before she's going to see me, could you not do this one about me? Could you not talk about this? Because people believe it's true. And I just go, no.
Well, I have news for you guys.
The problem is my mom knows it's all true. We're embarrassed. Because everything I say is 100% true about my mom.
And even if it's not, it's a Shonda and she takes it personally.
Well, I have news for you guys. Everybody that grew up in our area, we all make our mother sound like that when we talk about them. And my mom was Protestant.
Because you live in an area where you could spit on a Jew.
That's right. And we did.
And so if you're listening to the show tonight, run out and spit on a Jew.
We like it. It's like manna from heaven if you spit on us, especially if you're taller.
It's like howdy.
Kev, you got a podcast. You want to tell people where they can hear you do your thing?
Yes, I have a podcast called Podcasturbation with Kevin and Chris. I do it with Chris Covert, a funny comic that I work with.
Is he Jewish?
Automatic. I actually just taped an episode right before I called you guys.
Oh, look at you, double duty.
And, Podcasturbation on Podomatic.
Very cool. Kevin's a very funny comic. Make sure you check him out. What's your website?
It's kevinisrael.com, and you can find me on Facebook and Twitter under kevinisrael_NJ.
And if you see a dreamy Jew, it's probably Kevin.
Yeah.
Swoon!
Don't be afraid to just take your clothes off, because I'll do what I have to.
And the beautiful thing with Kevin is he's not really looking for much more of a commitment than several hours.
Perfect.
Honestly, that's being generous.
Well, I figured the show and then the afterwards, it was a couple of hours. Kevin Israel. Kev, thanks for hanging out. I'll talk to you soon.
Hope to see you soon.
Guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's funny because the first gig I did, we were working in Pennsylvania, and I think we were both auditioning for the thing, and I think we were, and it was at a church gig.
That's so funny.
The church gig, yeah.
So they had Mr. Israel show up to do the church gig. Well, you know, the chat was saying, you know, Pennsylvania is Amish country, and I was like, I don't think they go out to college.
No, this is down by Philly.
Often.
There's Jews down in Philly.
I was in Amish country this weekend.
Yeah, but you didn't see any straw hats and overalls and...
No.
You know, they don't come out to see the English.
Bunch of Amish with payas. What the hell? There's a breed going on.
Conflict of interest.
We call them a sedum where up here.
It's all the same. So, Joe, what's going on with you?
Well, speaking of working in Lancaster.
Well, now we are.
Well, now we are. That's where I was. Amish country. My wife, I want to wring her neck.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
I guess it's business as usual.
Things are very bad at home. Not good. But nonetheless, she wants to know when I'm coming home Sunday. Okay?
She wants to prepare the butcher knife.
I guess so. Yeah.
She wants to make sure the booby traps aren't going to hit anybody else.
I need to go shopping. I have to get the rat poison. Let me know.
Yeah, so she leaves a message Saturday morning. When are you coming home on Sunday night? I don't know. I'm going to the car museum afterward. I'm doing it.
I got things going on.
Oh, yeah.
So I have an agenda.
It was a couple hours before I called back. Meanwhile, she calls up the hotel. And for some reason, the only person that shows booked there is the MC. Mm-hmm. So this guy Josh, really good dude, Josh. And what happens is they patch it through to Josh. They wake him up, okay? Oh. And she goes, "Yes, this is Joe's estranged wife."
Are you shitting me?
To this guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what she said.
Yeah, and I met
There's
him
not much of a filter. It's almost, you know, it's as bad as like talking about this in a public forum where millions of people can hear this. Wait.
Yes.
Oops.
Let him know.
Continue.
If you see him, I want you. This is what he's telling me. I want you to let him know when I'm coming home. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Did he have one of those pink while you're away pads next to his bed?
Oh, God. He woke the guy up. Meanwhile, I go down to the club, and the owner tells me, "Oh, your wife called me this morning."
No.
Woke me up. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I got on the phone. I left a voicemail that Mel Gibson would have said, "You got to calm down."
Why you gonna attack the Jews when you're just angry at your wife? I don't understand. Well, haven't my people suffered enough this weekend?
I was livid.
Were you livid that she was trying to hunt you down, or the fact that she said estranged wife?
A strange wife gives me comfort. the fact that she has absolutely no common sense whatsoever.
Well, wait a minute. What did she do wrong? I mean, you're talking about this stuff on the air.
What she did wrong was she should have, I mean, it's not life or death. It's a Saturday morning. She can wait for me to call back to say when I'm coming home
but,
Sunday
But maybe
night.
She knows that you're not going to. Maybe she knows that you're not going to call right away, and that annoys her, and this is her way of getting
but
back at you.
Even so, well, that's probably why she did that.
Well, look, your problems are now hurting other people.
But you
wanna know. You've hurt the comic,
you
the other comic.
What she did that was wrong. Well, there it is.
I was just livid. She does nonsense like this all the time.
I totally understand.
You know?
Yeah. And it's awkward. It's your coworker.
It's not like when we're on the road.
Let me ask you a question. This was the MC that got the message?
Yeah.
Did he intro her properly? Are the proper credits?
I just got over getting pissed off that she called him. And then I walked to the club, and the club owner tells me that she called.
Well, you know what? I'm sure she wouldn't be pleased at all the people that you talked to.
Yeah.
Did he tell her?
Just got that joke.
Yes.
Hot.
He's mad. He's mad. The only problem is there wasn't a Jew over there.
Yeah.
Wrong direction.
And he's drinking his spit like a baby bird.
That was hilarious. He really spit.
A bona fide spit take.
Devin got him good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to be sympathetic to your plight? I apologize. Because you were so nice when we had our guest calling into me.
Yeah.
Did you think I forgot 10 minutes ago, stupid?
I was just like so done.
Chat says short leash, Joe.
No.
Well, that's the
hang 'em
better.
I've had a long leash. I've had 17 years of it being yanked on.
We're talking about the leash, aren't we?
I know it's hard for to believe, like, who would want to keep Joe that close, but I guess...
Yeah, let me tell you, yeah, we're talking that, Lee, because the other thing hasn't been yanked on for 2 years. So
well, I'm glad we got that time frame.
Right.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, you know, keep your enemies closer, Joe.
Well, yeah, that sucks. You know, she can't be calling... She can't be calling them to put the estranged, because that makes it weird.
Yeah.
All she had to do was say the wife.
It's like, do you have to make the other people, like the message takers,
uncomfortable?
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's just enough.
But I really don't think Joey really cares about making other people uncomfortable.
No,
to get
she
you.
Doesn't.
No, no.
No, I mean, I've kind of been felt uncomfortable over the years.
Yeah, I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's like you do realize Joe's one of my best friends, and you're telling me this,
it's
right?
Like, you do realize I've never met you in person, and you're writing me things on Facebook.
Don't
you?
Oh, God almighty.
It's a little uncomfortable.
I am Facebook friend, so God knows what she's saying about me.
I'll keep you posted. We're still Facebook friends.
Let you know.
I should block you both, get some peace and quiet. I'll just keep Miss Hot.
How would you keep up on the Cling Peaches episode? I mean, you know, canned Cling Peaches.
Oh.
Did you go shopping again recently?
What's going on with you, Pip?
Well, you know... You know I'm a crazy cat lady.
No.
No shit.
Yeah.
Really? You hit it so well.
I know. I'm just keeping up for the listeners who don't know that, because it's part of it. And there are many cats, and there's one nervous cat that was abused in her former home. So occasionally, if anything falls on the ground, she'll pee on it. She's
really?
A stealth peer. She won't do it when you're looking, but you'll pick up a towel or something and go, ah, damn it, or a pillow or a sweater.
I don't want cats.
Nah, she's...
I don't want cats.
Whose pee is that?
Yeah, whose pee is that?
Whose pee is that?
And, I snorted. Nice.
And so I have this paranoia that anything that you forget to wear a jacket again or something, if it fell on the floor, I have to like sniff it really quick and make sure somebody didn't pee on this, because I have to run down to the laundry with it and get that stink out, you know? So, and I'm always afraid that I won't notice, you know... The smell.
You go to a hug.
It has
covered in pee.
I mean,
cat pee.
I did.
Not
I did
pip
once.
Not
pip.
It's not pip pee. It's cat pee.
Yes.
Thanks for clarifying.
In the chat, they say marking your territory. Yeah, my laundry. So I have had the experience where I put on a shirt and I went, "What the hell?" And I realized it was dried cat pee.
Ooh.
And I had to get back
out of it. They should bottle that.
I had to get back out of this shirt really fast. I had to take another shower.
Is that tabby or Siamese? Ooh. A little dab behind the ears.
I think that's tuxedo cat pee.
I forgot what it was like to have cats, and I always wanted to get another little kitten. But you know what? I'm like, when I think of everything all, you know.
They don't always pee all over the place.
No, this one was nervous. This one was traumatized, so it's like.
Well, you better give it a Xanax before it pisses all over the rest of the house.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm constantly doing, like, scatter rugs, anything that falls on the floor. The little bitch will take the blanket that we keep on the couch, drag it onto the ground so she can pee on the corner of it.
Not a stupid cat.
No. Yeah. She's like,
I'm gonna bar this a second.
I feel a pee coming on. Hold on. Let me just get a little corner.
Bar this a second.
Just so annoying.
Doesn't douse it. Just a little bit. A hint.
Just a waft. Just a je ne sais quoi. No, I don't know.
Is this leading to what you were going to?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this almost didn't make the show, believe it or not. Because I had no idea.
So I have this, like, paranoia of what if I don't notice when I'm putting a shirt on that it's been gotten to and I don't know.
We'll tell you. We're not shy.
No, I know. But so I go to work, and one of my many overlords is an older gentleman. Mm. And I have been told by others that occasionally... He smells like pig.
Hold on, let me tell you how this broke to me.
because how do you seg into that?
No, I ask her, I go, is there anything you want to talk about before the show? She goes, yeah, I got a little something. I'm like, okay, whatever. Because we don't know. Because I don't know, with this part of the show, we don't know what's going to be said.
Yeah, we don't
set
it up for
each other. So then she goes upstairs, and she comes back down from the stairs. She goes, yeah, my overlord pees himself. I'm like, wait, what?
All right, back the truck up.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. Was that what you were going to talk about? She's like, no. I'm like, how does that not make the show? What were you going to talk about that's better than the overlord peeing himself? I'm like, stop. We need to hear this on the air, because you don't hear every day my overlord pees himself.
That's like saying we're having a cupcake sale Tuesday. Oh, by the way, I know where the plane wreckage is in the ocean. Are you going to talk about that? No, the cupcakes are very delicious. Wow, what are you doing?
That's pretty much how I was going to go down. I said go down. So the whole thing is that now I walk into this meeting. This guy is famous for calling impromptu meetings, and we all stand around a phone and talk to somebody on the speakerphone, much like here. Yeah. And
shut up, you're ruining the illusion.
But that's more fun.
Much more fun. Now, I walk in, and I'm standing there listening to this conversation, and we're all having a conversation about something businessy. And all of a sudden, I get this waft of urine smell.
And it doesn't smell like your brand?
In the conference room. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm wearing something cat pee. Oh, my God, I got all the way to work and I didn't smell it, but now I'm smelling it.
Now you're feeling paranoid.
So now I'm standing next to this table in the conference room around this speakerphone. I start casually smelling the sleeve of my jacket.
Funny.
Pull up the little bit of my shirt and take a little sniff.
Are you looking at the corner of your eye, see if anybody's looking?
Yes.
Now is anybody thinking it's you, like a fart in an elevator?
No. Nobody seems to be looking at me.
Okay.
They seem to be looking up at the. We're listening. So people, you know, people's eyes drift off and they find a fixed point.
Every Tuesday night.
Yes. And they just stare at something, but they're... Everybody is listening face.
You should see Joe the final half hour of the show.
Yeah. Everybody is listening face. Nobody's looking in my direction, so I'm going...
It might not be me.
It might not be me.
Okay.
But you didn't have anything think that you actually peed yourself.
No.
Kegel exercise is working well.
I would hope that I would notice. I'm taking a little sniff of the sleeve, the shirt. I'm like, where is it coming from? It doesn't appear to be coming from me. Thank God.
That's a relief.
Right.
It's a relief that you didn't relieve yourself.
Yeah, I was just going to say, somebody else had a relief. You're not the only one that did.
Relief is just a pee away.
I didn't relieve.
Yeah.
Sure.
But all of a sudden then I realize, oh my God, it's the old man.
It's the old man.
I didn't know he had a cat.
Yeah.
I didn't know the two types of pee smelled the same.
They don't.
Maybe a cat peed on him.
No, I think there is speculation that he's interested in one kind of cat in the office, not a fluffy one.
Well, you know what? It's hard to pick up chicks when you smell like your own urine. I've always found that as a roadblock. Yeah. It could just be me. It might be my personality. But I always found that smelling like pee did not work to my advantage.
Maybe get some thong depends or something to entice the woman.
I don't think you could have thong depends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying for 3 years.
Yeah, I really don't think that having a string is going to be very absorbent. Mm.
All right.
Now, it's made out of sponge.
Yeah, still not going to get a lot.
All right.
Apparently didn't work for him that day. But I was like, I am never sitting in that friggin' chair again. Because he's sitting down.
That was like a Seinfeld episode where I peed on the couch.
Oh,
and then Seinfeld had to get rid of the couch.
Yeah, I'm like...
Poppy peed on the couch.
I'm like, oh, God, I can't sit there. And I'm looking around to see if anybody else is smelling the smell, like a fart in an elevator.
Yeah.
I'm like, anybody else picking this up? And the one woman that he works with...
That should be a love song, like a fart in an elevator.
Fart in an elevator. You know,
sucking it up while we're going down.
It smells, and I'm stuck in hell. Fart in an elevator.
Pretty much.
Wow.
So that was a
keyboards
meeting.
For that show.
I could work it.
All right. Absolutely.
That was a meeting where I learned absolutely nothing except that my cat's pee smells different from his.
Right. Don't invite them. Don't invite him over to the house. The cat and him are going to be fighting over the pillow.
Oh, jeez. I'd never be able to keep up with the laundry.
Oh, that's disgusting.
By the way,
I know.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you have in your car now?
Why? Is there acquisition?
You don't clean it out. You change inventory.
Well, Joe, it's spring.
You gotta
get
the bulb.
She's
got all the Christmas shit in there.
Are you kidding me? For what? In case Santa needs to pick up some crap?
There's a Santa Claus and some ornaments just in time for May.
So, Joe, did you want to do a show in her car?
No.
You saw the little Santa?
How could I miss it?
This was something that I stole from work.
Why?
Because I was going to use it to taunt Joe. It is...
No, now you've just embarrassed yourself.
No, it's an ancient little Santa that they were hanging on the tree in the hallway.
And you thought you'd steal it.
No, well...
hanging on the tree, like a black man in Alabama.
I was going to take it home and clean it.
Joe, I didn't say I would hang it.
It's not strange fruit.
You're too Jewish.
Fine, like a Jew in Austria. Are you happier now?
God.
Get on the train.
It looks like bad Santa. It's all kind of dirty. And
looks
and
like
it,
Joe.
It's
probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the beard is all scruffy, yeah. And it's got, you know.
Well, probably because it's trapped in your stupid car.
Oh, well, no, it looked like that to go in. So I was going to bring it home and try to clean it. And I was like, no, it would be much more funny to torment Joe with it. But then I forget there was something going on around Christmas and we didn't. It just never came up, so I didn't bring it in.
So you left it in the car where it
I
belongs.
I left it in the car. I can't decide what to do with it. Should I chuck
How about
it?
Throw it out?
That's going to be high on the list.
Oh. Funny. Yeah, but I just walk by, I'm like, what is she? She turns inventory in the car.
Yeah.
And look, I'm no better. I'm like, with my magazines, I got like a ridiculous stacks of magazines where I look at, we discussed this before,
yeah.
I look at it and go, dude, you got a problem. You know? But I mean, you know.
Well, I bought some after Christmas sale ornaments.
Of course,
and
you did.
I was going to put them out on the bush in the yard.
Nothing but says
they look
every year like 2013.
Yeah. But they look better in the back seat.
Sure.
They do.
Yeah.
Actually, it makes it festive in that damn car.
Just in time for Memorial Day.
No, here's what you got to love about Pip. A lot of people, they have like the little pine tree air fresheners. Pip actually has a little pine tree. That's dedication.
It's a great barbecue starter.
Oh. All right. Let's do a little commercially philosophy.
All right.
You wondered about it, you waited for it, and now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
Okay.
All right, strap in, kids.
This is one that I actually yelled across to my neighbor.
Well, then it's authentic. It's game used.
It's just cat pee.
Can you smell this for me?
Yeah, no, you want the Santa? You can have it.
Is it cat pee or is it me?
Smell my diaper.
Ew.
I have to bring the sexy. It's you know
worst fetish
I
ever.
Did you
I
have
know.
To go there?
I did.
Are you familiar with her work?
Mm. Yeah. Have we met?
That's why you're here.
A perfectly green lawn with no dandelions is a sign of a misspent priorities.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, these people. Yeah, I do wonder the same thing, too, with the lawns.
Yeah.
Because I got a lawn full of weeds and they're green. What do I care? It's not like lawn is, like, blue and weeds are yellow.
Right.
It's all green. What do I care about the shape of the leaves? I could care less.
Don't care. And as a matter of fact, the
I guess we won't be getting any of these lawn sponsors like these fertilizers.
not for me, no. And then not only that, but people become obsessed with them and then they spread all these chemicals on them to keep them nice and green and healthy. It's like, yeah, kill the planet keeping your friggin' lawn green.
Well, you know, look good doing it. Not that I go nuts. I got it. Oh, God, my house looks like the monsters live there.
Well,
I got
I mean, they're probably a little friendlier than you guys, but...
I got to try to get up. I gotta
a little
try
less
to,
nutty.
Sunday, because the band's playing Saturday night, I got to get up hungover wherever I'm waking up.
Wherever.
And make the attempt to cut the lawn.
You know, playing music and hanging out with your friends does not always have to equal being drunk.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, right?
Yeah, where are you from?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Places where they don't smuggle Santa Claus. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, well, you know, my neighbor next door, actually, we have an older couple that lives on one side, and I've seen this sickness before. Where
sickness? That's a little harsh.
They're older, and the old man always like kind of like clumps around the yard, doing the square, looking for things to manicure. You know, like there's something out of place.
How old is he?
I don't know. I'd place him probably early 70s.
Because you know what? They're retired. And they don't know what to do with themselves. When I worked in the fence business, I used to have these just retired guys come in that work and have nothing to do. And
nothing.
They're putting together this Bacacta project, and I got to sit there with them for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you can put this. Oh, why don't we put cement? Yeah, you could do. Why would you want to do cement? You know, just driving because they've got nothing else better to do.
I recognize this. There was a one guy that I used to pass on my way to work every morning, and he'd be out there with his hands on his hips, surveying his land, his little postage stamp of green, and he looked like one of those, you kids get off of my lawn!
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but they're... And it was perfect.
Yeah.
But he was literally down there, like, creaking his way down on hands and knees to, like, manicure the edges of it.
Because that's something to do. I mean, I remember, like, I always liked something to do. When I was working in Canada, I was working there the week, and I bought a duffel bag. And I buy this duffel bag, and I am convinced I could get a better price in the duffel bag, and I'll return the one I have. I have no car. I'm walking. And I woke up every day with the sole goal of finding this other...
Why don't you just return it if you weren't happy with it?
Because I needed it to repack. It sounds like the bit I did, but I needed it to... I had to bring another bag back from Canada. I had to repack my bag.
What were you smuggling back?
My clothes. You see the way I packed to go on the road.
Yeah, but if it fit there, why didn't it fit going home?
Because they were going to charge, because I had to get something to put in the overhead. Because they were to lower the weight in their bag. I had to pay a fortune because the one bag had her, so I had to get the duffel bag. So I had nothing else better to do.
Yeah.
And in the show, I really didn't have to, you know, to keep myself occupied. So every day, I woke up and went out trying to find a cheaper duffel bag. Because I had nothing else better to do. This is the most important thing, besides the show itself at 8 o'clock, the most important thing in my life. So I can understand, like, they've got nothing to do. So this killing dandelions and making friends with the grasshopper is the most important. That's the day.
You know, I kind of get that they have nothing to do.
Yeah.
But you think about how many opportunities there are in all different ways to, like, volunteer.
I guess.
Or do something besides watch TV and manicure the lawn. There's stuff. Read.
Maybe they do read.
Maybe they do.
I know, but you know, you want to know, I would be one of those guys, because, like, with the workload that we have.
Right.
You know, you go, oh, geez, I don't have time. But if I'm home sick, and I mean sick, like I was a couple of, about last month, where I am sick.
Yeah.
And I will sit there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I go, I don't know how people could deal with staying home.
Oh.
I do it. Never mind.
but you're busy. Well, you're busy. You're not,
I am.
You're a lollygag.
You're working.
I mean.
I'm busy getting nothing accomplished.
I understand that. But
and thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
But if you're sick and you just lying there watching some dumb thing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because you feel too sick to do something else.
Do what you do.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there and you're like, you know. You're like, God almighty. I mean, you know, I go, no. I mean, one day it's nice to relax and stuff like that, and you know you can't do anything else. So you can't. But every day I go nuts. I go berserk.
Well, our pal Tom says, hey, maybe some people have spouses like Joe's, and like anything gets Joe out of the house, that's what makes them happy. So maybe he just can't stand being in the house. I do understand that because I've met this woman. And Tom is making an awful lot of sense.
Tom, you know what? Tom actually is. Anthony Cumier actually said on his show, he actually said a lie. They were talking about me for some reason. They were talking about gigs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kill time.
Yeah. And Anthony said, he goes, Joe's favorite sight is his house fading away in the distance. I think he's right.
In the rearview mirror.
Yeah. We've talked about that.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And you know what? The neighbors and the wife feel the same way. It's really a mutual
It's a mutual thing. Everyone go to hell. You know?
Oh, thank God. That son of a bitch is going away for a while.
Why doesn't he work more?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the neighbors are trying to book gigs for Joe.
Hey!
Hey!
The wife is working as an agent.
I think you should act worse to the neighbors,
Believe
Joe.
Me, the way I feel about my neighbors and my wife, I'll send everybody to Vails tonight.
What the hell is he doing? Shut up. He'll be away soon. All right, go.
Yeah.
Let's book
Joe,
him.
We have a month for you in Ecuador.
I'll
you should go.
Take it.
It's like, oh, God, can we book him on Mother's Day? Because we want to have a picnic in the backyard and not be molested by
Joe,
him.
Joe, we got this gig we think you'd be perfect for. These 200 women, they're going to love you. You just have to go to Nigeria to find them.
Oh, really?
What? What, too much?
Yeah.
Who cares? Not who cares about the situation, but who cares that I went too far?
Too far?
I'm upset about the situation.
Like you said, who cares? Really?
No, it's terrible about the situation.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
Here's my stance. It's terrible about the situation, but I don't give a shit if you were offended by what I said. So fair enough.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. That tirade that I was on the phone, she goes, that message, I heard that. And if you leave another message like that, I'm taking more than half.
She's going to get all the Matchbox cars?
Yeah. Oh, that's not right.
I saw my Matchbox car collection. I'm like a mental patient with that shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's everything I wanted to own and the size I can afford.
His penis is the same way.
You know, back to that phone call that you were getting, her chasing you around.
Yeah.
You know, my mom was a mental patient. And yeah, that's
the queen of segues tonight.
That didn't quite come out the way I wanted, but yet poignant,
yes,
nonetheless.
Nonetheless, yes.
Explains a lot.
I'm sorry, Joe.
No?
Wouldn't this be better for the countdown, this story?
No, but she got to a point where sometimes if I wasn't returning her calls fast enough, that she would hunt me down and start calling people.
So is my mother a mental patient or just Jewish?
or Italian. It's the same.
She's got the numbers. Why didn't you call me back? Because you can't say because I didn't want to.
I know.
That's the wrong answer.
It's because you're getting on my nerves.
But I guess that you marry somebody like your mother sometimes. My mom would. She needed an audience to complain about me if she got one. You know, somebody would call up. Hi, Mrs. Foot. Where's Foot? I don't know. I think he's with that girl. He comes because I was pretty much living with this girl a couple of towns over, and he goes, I never see him. He comes home at night, goes through things like a marauder.
a marauder.
Joseph comes home, and that's all I see him. He comes home late at night and looks for supplies like a marauder. Yeah,
you were just funny. Sacking and pillage like Northern Italians have done for many
now,
centuries.
Now, in her defense. There's been studies, and she was one of the top legal secretaries in the country.
Yes.
Joe did research for this.
Yes.
You want to know that the New York Post commented on that to me?
What?
He listened to the show. He's like, yeah, it was a funny show. And I learned that your co-host, mother, was one of the top secretaries in the country.
Well, you want to know something? She was. And if Nettie could get her kudos, that's good.
Don't talk dirty about your mom.
No, that was a name, Nettie. Well, that was a nickname. She hated that nickname.
No, I know.
And we call it, don't call me Nettie.
I was talking about the kudos.
Oh, okay.
All right. Shall we move on?
Sure.
All right. You know, there's all sorts of ways that a relationship can end. Let me get some music queued up for this.
I like music.
Yes. It's Nazareth, Joe. Turn up your headphones. It's Love Hurts.
I don't want to turn the headphones up. I might screw the whole damn
thing. No.
It might put us off the air.
Anything.
That's true.
Don't touch anything.
Joe, if you could do the show from across the street.
Back off, stupid. Don't touch anything.
Oh, by the way, we thought of the way the live show is going to be.
Yeah.
When we do it, live show in a few months, it's going to start with technical problems.
Yeah. Hold on. We're going to start all over again. Dim the lights.
All right. So there's all sorts of ways you can break up with somebody. So this one was done on Instagram. So those of you unfamiliar with Instagram, there's hashtag Transformation Tuesday. It's a hashtag used to share before and after shot of something in your life that's changed, like the progress on a car, your lawn, you know.
Before dandelions, after dandelions.
You know, before the cat peed on the sweater, after Transformation Tuesday.
I'd share that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not traditionally used to break up with somebody.
Boo.
But a guy took a picture, you know, Transformation Tuesday, of him and the girl.
Yeah.
And then side by side of that, the other picture, same picture, just him without the girl.
Cut her out of the picture.
I do that with my wedding pictures.
Oh!
As long as you recycle. But, so, and this is how she found out.
And posted this.
Yes, this is how she found out. All the friends see this.
Wow.
And I think the fact that it's so humiliating is because all the friends do see it.
Yeah.
It's like they kind of. It's like if you're not on his Instagram feed at the moment, they kind of find out before you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
That's not right. That's
no.
Not right.
That's really douchey. You know,
although Joe's like, well, maybe Twitter.
Can't do it on Facebook.
Free hashtag canned peach is yours.
Yes.
I wouldn't do that to somebody. I don't think I would do that to somebody. I guess
if it's been a situation when you break up with something, it's like a situation that's been boiling and boiling and boiling and boiling. Maybe, you know, there's two sides to every story. Maybe she was a bitch. And
maybe
know,
she loves social media.
Yeah, and you know, and they had a big fight, and that was destroyed. And that was like after fight, after fight, after fight, after fight, after fight. And maybe he felt, you know, this was his way to get back.
Maybe it was when really horrible, like, you know, she just slept with his best friend, and it was just like, boom, the relationship blew up. So
yeah,
he,
there's no back, he,
no backs.
So, all right, so somebody did something horrible. We'll put that out there. Somebody did something like that. So somebody cheated on you. Would you do that to them? Would you go and do that?
You know, I have not had that experience.
You'd have to open an Instagram account first.
It really depends on if I thought everything was cool and they cheated. I mean, that would pretty much get me, like, you know, the bull with the horns. But I think that it also depends a lot on who they cheat with.
Mm.
Because if they cheat on you, you could be pissed off and you can cry and go get some Ben and Jerry's and whatever. But I mean, if they're like screwing
really getting fat's the answer?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
That'll help you get a new one?
No.
enjoy your triple chin, stupid.
Yeah, all the Chin brothers were very well hung.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it wasn't your stupid Ben and Jerry's habit, he wouldn't have cheated on you. You ever think of that? Maybe you're the problem.
You know, but that's the universal. I got a box of tissues and I got to get a pint of ice cream. That's the universal.
It's the Haagen-Dazs.
You told him to hit the road and you got a rocky road.
Very nice.
Or for a current Joe's reference, as the Golden Girls would do, cheesecake.
Yeah, no.
That's what they would eat, the cheesecake, when there was ever a situation.
They would all sit around with cheesecake and solve the problem.
I said a current one because it was from the 80s, so I figured that was as far as your references went, Joe.
Okay.
But the
hell did I wind up in the ballads?
Why do you ask? It just is. Some things just are.
It's just Joe in the Barrel understood.
Again, are you aware of how you started the show with our guest?
No.
Are you aware of what you did? You were here.
And as a matter of fact, Lisa in the chat.
Just desserts.
Desserts.
Woohoo! That
Lisa
more.
In the chat agrees with me. She said Ben and Jerry's fixes everything.
All right.
See? All right. But the thing is, it depends. If somebody breaks up with you because they cheat on you or you find out, heartbreaking. But if they're screwing like your sister or your best friend or your boss, oh, there's going to be like some shit is going on fire. Something is getting burnt and thrown out on the front lawn.
So then this isn't unreasonable then?
No, that's mild, depending on what the infraction was.
I guess when you put it like that, it kind of makes this seem tame.
Burning the stuff.
Not for nothing. I don't want to go into details, but my wife last year embarrassed the shit out of me. With a friend of mine.
We're going to be really hard
Facebook.
To bite my tongue on this one.
I know.
I'll just say, go on.
Go on.
I'm really not. She embarrassed the living shit out of me with somebody on Facebook last year. So I don't, you know.
Oh, I know.
You know the story. I don't want to go into details. But,
yeah,
you know.
Ouch.
Yeah. So
I'll just say this. It was not hot.
No, it was not hot. It was not. And he reaches for his mug like a Pavlovian dog. Are you ready to spit?
It's not a cup, it's a spittoon tonight. Can we get you a horse, Josie? You can ride out on that?
You really want to put a drop cloth down and you're going to spit on
it. Oh, I thought you'd never mention me, Joe. My pal. Hi, guys. That was a little too wet for me. Not for me, Joe.
Yeah, because he's you. I miss my pal.
We're always here. When you need us most.
And I will be soon.
Yes, it's been a busy 2 years for me.
I'm starting to feel bad for that song.
Usually I get dirty. You usually put something with protein in it, but I've got protein of plenty on me now.
Stop your complaining. Put a little starch in it. Shut up, you.
I got enough starch. I look like a surfboard.
Is that another sock? It doesn't sound like me. Are you cheating on me? Oh, I'm Instagramming. Transformation Tuesday. Guess who's not going to be in the pair anymore?
Could you see the Instagram or like the Facebook? It's just a sock.
Everybody's going, you know, sock. You know, Jin Sock. You could have done much better. You did much better. You're better off without Joe.
You can do better than him.
And his profile pictures of the and his likes.
Just socks walking in the park, meeting other socks or other lonely men.
Hanging out with sock monkeys.
Oh, that's funny. Just
don't laugh. Could happen, mister. Don't worry, Joe. I got nowhere to go. You feed me great.
And the slop blanket is the friend.
Slop towel. Slop towel.
Slop towel.
The slop towel's the friend.
Both covered in protein.
Poor slop towels torn in between.
You go to you see the friend. Mutual friend. Slop towel.
Jizz sock puts on the relationship. It's complicated.
Let's get a selfie.
Oh, that's sick.
If I had a little more free time.
You know what I'll do? I'll put this out there for the people. If anybody could make an artist rendering or a craft, I don't want them game used, a flop towel and jizz sock, I'll give you, if anybody can do this, any of our fans can mail this to us or email us, I'll give you a year of Surf Easy Total VPN production. I want that.
Wait, hold the phone.
That's a $50 value.
You're telling, man,
cracked open a fucking piggy bank on that one.
Telling our fans to send us a slop towel and a jizz sock?
I said not game used. But I want the eyes, the face, what they would think it would be, because these are Joe's pals.
Give him your...
That's all Joe has.
Give him your...
Yes, absolutely.
Even the wife doesn't want those.
Give him your freaking address on this.
No, if you're interested, I don't want that coming in my mail.
That old Santa Claus is in a cat-pink sweater. And I'd rather keep that than this stupid sock and a towel.
Pack up your old Santa Claus and I got this sweater.
Smile.
So I'm putting it out there. First one to get me like either a really good drawing or something with arts and crafts and send it to me, something I could post online. I'll give you a $50 value. All your gadgets, all your computer, your laptop, your tablets, everything will be total protection. I'll be able to see who you are because after this creation.
You don't want anyone to know
where
you live.
If you live in a foreign country, you can use Surf Easy to get on like websites like iHeartRadio and Hulu, which you can't get in your country that you live in. So it's a $50 value. If any of our fans want to take initiative and come up with me and me, I'll give you a but it can't be no stupid stick drawing. It's got to be, you know, it's got
to put a little heart into
a
it.
A little heart.
Like Joe does.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, I put
that
more
what he calls it now?
Oh, more than heart in it.
I wasn't going there.
Well, that's pretty
that's
cool.
That's your job to go there.
Yes.
But that's a good incentive, right?
I think that's awesome.
So hopefully one of our funny. More creative fans will step up. Surf Easy is a great device, and I'm sure they would be thrilled that I am rewarding people for jizz socks with their product.
I don't see the problem with that.
That's funny.
So,
I don't see the problem
at all. I have thrown down the gauntlet. We've given those away before. The people that use it love it.
I hope Tom was still awake for that announcement.
He's going to sleep?
Yeah, he's listening, but he's got to sleep because he's got to get up and ride the rails.
Oh, that's where me and Joe have our most quiet times, right before sleep.
No, when Tom is going to see the cramps through a tractor trailer in front of it.
What's the worst way you've been dumped? Have you been dumped in a harsh way?
I've never had a boyfriend dump me.
All right, how about your girlfriend?
Has
a cat ever rejected you?
You know, I've had my friends kind of like peter out. Oh well, I mean, I've had
no. I want a relationship. I want a romantic relationship.
A romantic? No, you know what? I didn't really have that happen. I mean, there's people where you dated or whatever and they didn't call back or something,
right.
You know, not a big deal. But no, I actually didn't break up because they broke up with me. I broke up with them, mm-hmm. But nothing like horrible, like I was saying, like, you know, throwing their car on fire or whatever. And by the way, Lisa said arson is relationship management when I brought that up earlier.
Hilarious.
Funny.
Way to put a positive spin on that, Lisa.
I know, it was good. And the thing is that, I mean, one time it was on the phone, mm-hmm. because he just did something so horrendously stupid and had been boiling, and I was like, that's it! You know, done! I mean, I wasn't exactly, I felt bad breaking up on the phone, but you're also at a point where, well, what am I supposed to do now? Make an appointment to meet you so I can break up with you in person? Like, it's got to be on the phone.
Yeah, see, phone's a little, I'm going to get there. Phone's a little bad. Joe, what about you? Anybody break up with you viciously?
Well, not viciously, but it was like the way it was done. There was this girl that I liked, and we dated a little bit.
A little bit.
And then I guess she like broke up with me or something like that. Now, I got back together again, and a friend said, look, Joe's a nice guy. Don't screw him over again, okay?
Right.
So we started dating again and stuff like that. So I call her where she works. She worked at a hairdresser. And I call up and I go, yeah, hi, is Nina there? And she goes, oh, she just left with the fiance?
Oh!
Who's calling? Tell us Stupid's calling.
And that's when Joe and I first met.
Wow. Ooh, let me down, stop.
Wow.
That's brutal.
Yeah. So she was like, I guess she went out with me because she was like on the fence with a fiance or whatever.
Well, it's good because you build fences.
Yeah, that's good. Huh? That's what you did there.
But, thank you. I'm working hard on that.
But I mean, I'm just an honest person. Simple go to hell would be nice.
Yeah, I've heard you use that.
Yeah.
Today.
Joe and I actually had a vicious breakup at one
time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Again, I was important.
Yeah. Is Joe there? No, he's at the Dick Eldorado show.
Yeah, like I was calling looking for you. That was not happening at all. Yeah, I haven't really been dumped in a terrible way. Like, anytime you get dumped, it's bad.
It's always awful.
Mine was more of like a, the rebound guy type of thing. So, it sucked.
Yeah.
And, she sent me a bunch of yellow roses and one red rose or something confusing like that.
That's really confusing.
Like, rose, but go fuck yourself?
Well, yellow roses mean friendship and red roses mean love. So it's like, I love you a teeny bit, but we're mostly friends. I hate it when people expect you to read, and I hate it when girls do that, expect you to read into what flowers mean. Screw that. Use your words. Use your words like a big girl.
Use your words.
Yeah. It's like, what is that? Don't give me symbols.
All this, like, symbol-y shit. Yeah. I'm a guy. What do I know?
I'm a girl. What do I know? Yeah. Don't give me symbol-y shit. I need to be hit over the head with a brick if you're trying to give me a message. Yeah. Tell me.
I'm a busy man.
Use words.
Shit.
Yeah. I don't think my breaking up with people was particularly harsh. Some of my reasons might not have been that good.
Oh, dear tell!
Well, I mean, I might have mentioned this once before. There was a girl I was with, and, again, most of my relationships were the two-week variety.
Pretty short much, and sweet.
I got what I needed, and it wasn't like my plan going in. It just happened that way.
Not going in. Yeah. It's never the plan going in.
I mean, she was a cute girl. She's a little heavy. We had done it and everything. And then she said something like, are my roles there or I don't have roles anymore or something? And she didn't have roles. But the fact that she talked about having roles, we had to end things shortly thereafter.
Yeah, unless you run a bakery.
You know what? women do this all the time. They do an inventory of what they're insecure about themselves. Do I look fat in this? Well, now that you brought it up, now I'm kind of thinking you do. It's like, shut up about your insecurities and what you think doesn't look good. If he's screwing you, he doesn't care right now.
And
right. Don't say it.
It's a shame. She was a squirter. There could have been more fun.
Oh, really?
Out of all the things we've talked about, that's not the show. What, Joe? Is that what you'd like? We're going to need a bigger sock.
Like a little goggly sock. Put goggles on. When you make the sock, put goggles on it.
And fins.
It was my first. I didn't know at the time. This was college. I didn't know
that could happen.
Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, because porn then was in magazines. They didn't have action shots like that.
I'm not laughing because that's true.
Yeah, it was true. The internet. You go, it's a squirter. But back then, they don't show.
We didn't
that.
Know these things.
I didn't know that could happen. And one of my girlfriends told me that she is
really.
And she's like, it's so bad that she has to like bring a drop cloth to bed because she's like.
When is she going to invite me over?
Honey, it's going to be a mess.
When I take a chick to bed, I don't want to look like I'm ready to build a pool.
Joe puts on his water wing.
You know what?
Blue lambing up.
You know what? The pond liner for the garden.
We're going to screw in a bedroom at SeaWorld. What's going on in here?
Well, she is a whale. Ha ha.
It happens, though, and I guess. And
it's much more intriguing once you know what it is. When you don't know what it is, it's like shock. And I don't think I don't think it was even during sex. I think it was during another
foreplay?
Like another type of manipulation. And I obviously did not know this was coming, and I did not prepare the carpeting properly.
I think I broke the lining.
I mean, this isn't on linoleum. I should know these things.
Did she just say, I think I broke the lining?
I think I broke the lining. Hold on. It's a gusher. It's a gusher.
No, but you don't want to be rude, but you're a little surprised. Like, what the hell is this?
Sure. Well, I mean, if you're not looking, I'm sure you could figure what Flo came to town. What's going
on?
No,
this was
here?
A stream.
Really?
Yeah, wow. This was quite the shot.
Wow.
You know what? If I would have known how unique and special it was, maybe I would have overlooked the.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think you should have.
I screw. My bad.
You're bad.
Get
yes.
yourself some swimmies and a mint, and you're in.
It's better than urine, but anyway.
Well, did you have a little moment where you thought, what is that? Like, could that
no, I didn't have a urimo. I was just like, ooh. I think I thought, I don't know what this is, but I must have done something good.
Did you didn't think it was my overlord?
I didn't think I broke her.
Did she grab the...
that was Joe's theory. Yeah. You busted her.
I mean, the reaction was positive from her, but what was going
it's
on?
It's like, did your water just break? What the hell was that?
Did she make you attempt to grab a pillow off the couch and so she could do it on the corner of it?
Hmm?
What? It's a callback to the cat store.
Oh!
Oh,
okay. Sorry.
Boy, I thought I was going to bring down the house with that. I'm like, nothing, and now I have to... The joke sucked, but now it sucked. Died on delivery, and now I have to explain it.
Well, I had no idea what you were going
at,
for.
Like, I just told people I was Jesus Christ. I'm like, boy, oh boy.
You and me, Joe! Trust me, you would have got a bigger eye rate.
We died for sins! This was part of it!
I died for your sin!
I think the worst... way I broke up with somebody. Not that it was bad, but you brought it up. This was my first girlfriend.
Mm.
Again, like another 2-week relationship. I'm like 15. She's like 13.
Mm.
This is my first girlfriend.
Perv.
Now, when you were dating Splash, what girlfriend was that? Was that was the...
No, this was college.
Splash. Okay.
All right.
Oh, Christ.
Really?
Splash. I call my friend that.
Call it Splash.
It's Splash Nightly.
Splash.
Wow.
So... So she just moved in, and this is like my first girlfriend, and her family did not like me for whatever reason.
Okay.
Joe has many reasons, but this is 15-year-old me.
I was just letting that one roll.
I mean, I was a nice kid. Like, I actually, because the other kids would actually pick out on her little brother, and I would defend him. He was a pain in the ass, but I would defend him.
Oh, that was nice.
But the family hated me.
So that they could throw you a bone for that?
No, I was trying to throw a bone. Actually, I didn't know what the hell I was trying to throw at 15. But, yeah, they didn't like me. Old school Italian family from Italy.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
Christ.
Well, you know
what?
What
do you expect?
Yeah, I didn't
you think
know.
I was bitching about you being too Jewy?
I'm sorry, Rosenblatt. I can't understand why they
I wasn't
like
strolling
you.
Over with you, yarmulke and tzitzit, stupid. I had a bandana like I was like Ralph Macchio on The Karate Kid.
You would have had a better chance if you were Irish.
Yeah, well, yeah. maybe it was an anti-Semite thing. I don't know. And, like, they would barely, like, let her hang out with me and everything. You know, a nice girl and everything. So I called her up one morning on the phone. And, again, this is before cell phones and pages and everything. So you're calling on the house line. Actually, I think I called from my friend's house. And I broke up with her over the phone. And, like, she lives around the corner from me, so I really kind of...
Oh.
And a few hours later, I was dating Hal, which was my next girlfriend. I moved...
You got the karmic retribution you deserve for using the phone.
Well, a little footnote to the story.
Okay.
The first girl supposedly lost her virginity to me later on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why supposedly?
Yeah, supposedly.
That seemed a little wide for what I was expecting.
Oh, damn! Wow! Wow!
But I didn't know. I didn't have... she was like maybe my second girl I had slept with.
Okay, so you didn't really have a good, fair basis.
And she had told me... she was in high school and I had just started college and everything. Mm-hmm. So I had a place. It was up at my place.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah. Kill me a light.
Suave.
Yeah, sure.
Devene suave.
But she told me like she messed around with like her friend who's a girl.
Okay. Nice.
And at one point, we talked about me filming something, but that never came to fruition.
Wow. Agnes?
No, this was all legit. But she was like really like we only slept together once.
But she was into you filming.
But it didn't happen. But
her and a friend,
they were into it.
Really?
And the friend was cute, and she was cute, and everything.
Nice.
But I thought she was really cool with everything, so we really didn't hang out much with that.
Right.
After that, because I thought we were just friends and having fun.
Yeah.
I think she was a little pissed that I didn't take it to the next step, and after she lost herself to me, that I proceeded to see her, because we didn't. Because I used to see her walking home from school, college is out, I'm coming by the Camaro.
Oh, man.
Now the parents had a reason to hate me. Now I was the guy they thought I was when I was back then.
You soiled their little princess and then walked away.
Yes, I did. We're friends now.
Yeah, but they didn't also expect that she was having lesbonic treats with her other little friends, so why didn't they get banned?
Probably, maybe the lesbian was Italian. I don't know.
Probably.
Could be.
But yeah, I mean, we're Facebook
maybe
friends.
Maybe Maria could cook.
Mm.
We're Facebook friends now. Mm. I mean, you know, she's married to somebody else. You know, I have my wife and, of course, my girlfriend in Ghana.
You're busy.
By the way, I got chastised on one of the groups today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I posted about the show and I put in there, you guys saw what I posted. I put in there, you know, how I broke up with Belinda because I realized I, besides being a bad husband, I was a bad internet boyfriend. Mm. And somebody called me out and said I was a cheater. I should. I had to explain.
It's like, hold on a second. Let's back up.
I tell you, I tell you about being breaking up with a girl. But there was two times where I was asked the girl out, and I was trying to ask her out, and she was very nice about it. Gave me a very reasonable answer.
Really?
Because you know, I call her, hey, if you're not doing anything, you want to go out. She goes, I met you, and I was kind of breaking up, you know, I broke up with my boyfriend and I didn't know, but we kind of got back together again. You're a very nice guy, but, you know, we kind of back together. I go, well, thank you for an honest answer.
Yeah, well, I would think that would be a perfectly reasonable and non-ego deflating
answer.
Yeah,
no, that was no, but, and it was, I really, God, I don't even remember. She was a very nice girl, but, and then there was this girl that I liked that I met at the bar with the band years ago and stuff like that. And I asked her if she wanted to go out and stuff like that. So I called her the next couple of days later. I go, hey, you want to go out to dinner? No, not really. I don't want you to see, I want to date anybody that saw me in that condition. And I'm
That's
like,
that's interesting.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry. Well, take care. Hung up the phone, and I wasn't bummed. I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you, because this one is a nutcase. Thank you. I would.
Little did Joe know what the future would hold. God's going up here. Really? You ain't seen what I got in store for you? This was just the appetizer. She was just the amuse bouche. I just touched of crazy.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
God's up there going to Jesus. Get a load of this. He thinks he's off the hook. He thinks he dodged a bullet. Excellent.
No, the angels in red.
But I really liked her a lot. So she's like even a little bitchy at the bar, but I liked her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she goes, "No, I really don't want to date somebody that saw me in that condition." And I'm like,
there goes Long Island.
But it's like I got. I'm like, thank you. I would have had to go on a date with this nut.
Yeah.
And deal with nut. Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's so strange.
I felt so good. I actually felt good.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, I just got rejected, but I felt like I caught the biggest break.
Dodged a bullet.
I dodged a bullet.
All right, so now I know how the conversation after the show will go. No,
great.
Just kidding. Have you guys ever dumped anybody in a horrible way?
I didn't dump anybody in a horrible way, but there was this one really nice guy that we just weren't clicking. Mm. And I hate to say this because I know there's no way to say this and come off sounding nice, but he wasn't smart enough. I don't think that I'm Wile E. Coyote super genius or anything.
No.
But he just wasn't.
No, you need somebody intelligent.
I needed somebody that I could have a reasonable conversation with. And as nice as he was, some things it was just like, are you kidding me? That you don't get what we're talking about? Oh, my God. So
you really before reallying was cool.
Yeah, I did. I really before I knew I had a really. So I didn't want to break up with him on the phone because I had done that before and I felt awful about it, but it was a spontaneous thing. It wasn't something I planned. And it's like, I always thought that was really douchey. So I said, let's go and get some coffee or something because I wanted to try to do the decent thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're sitting there and I know it's coming. I'm not going to sit there and order a 7-course meal at the diner. I get a cup of coffee and I go, let's get some coffee. And the poor guy is ordering a cheeseburger, right? And I'm like, oh, I can see how this is going to go. What do I wait until he's done eating? Do I drag it out and then tell him? What do I do?
At least till he gets the check.
I wanted to I was like, you know, could I say, like, don't order that? You're not going to want to eat it? I mean, like, I didn't know what to do. Mm. And I wasn't the best at doing this. I didn't do it a lot. So he orders his cheeseburger and comes, and we're talking, and he's, like, trying to make plans to do something. So right. I'm like, I got to nip this in the bud. And I'm like, you know, so-and-so, it's really not working out, and, you know, you're so nice, but, you know, we just don't have the right chemistry.
See, that's no
or
good
whatever.
Breaking up over a meal. That's no good.
It was
now
terrible.
You're sitting there with this big matzo ball and the burger.
The
matzo ball is the breakup there.
Oh.
The breakup happens, it's very uncomfortable and everything, but it's perfectly good food.
And he couldn't eat his burger.
Yeah, you ruined it. You're a bitch.
I felt awful.
Did you give him a final squirt to make him feel...
I came a handy under the table. What do you want?
That's a good way to break up.
I know.
This isn't going to work anymore, but here's a parting gift.
You might not want that cheeseburger, but here, let me have that hot dog.
It's like on all those 80s game shows when they gave the losers Rice-A-Roni. That's what a handy under the table is.
I gave
them
New York treats.
Yeah, exactly. The hand job on goodbye is the Rice-A-Roni of breakups.
Can you imagine? Would you be able to even tolerate somebody touching you while they're breaking up with you?
Hand job, it's the under table treat.
Can you imagine?
Well, what'd she look like?
Pull my baloney.
She look like? You're looking at her. What do you mean?
No, I mean, well, you said, could I have been? Oh, then no, don't touch me.
Pretend I was cute once upon a time.
My imagination's not that good. I'm
sorry. Yeah, I know. No, look, I was at...
Do you squirt? Because really, I'm into that now.
No.
You change your tune.
No. I'm pro-squirt, Joe. I'm making you stand.
Now that you know what it is. I think you bought the slop down.
Now that I didn't think I broke
you're going to meet both of them.
Sloppy.
All hands on deck! Yeah. Oh, we're going down like a ferry! Oh, no, it's like South Korea up in this bitch! What was that, your Malaysian airliner impression?
No, I tell you, there's not worse than being in a relationship where something just dawns on you that just scares you. Because I dated this girl, and I think like at the second date, she told me she loved me, and I'm like, oh, nice, you know, and I'm
she
like,
obviously didn't know you,
but she used to. I hooked up with her, and she, you know, I dated her and stuff like that. She used to get drunk and fall on the dance floor when the band would play. Adam Ferrara would come by and go, "She's gorgeous, foot," you know. But she was a nice girl. I mean, she was. I was 24. She was 27. And she had a kid and stuff like that. And me, I can't, even to this day, I can't even keep a goldfish, you know? So we went to the mall one day, and we're walking through the mall, and she's holding my hand, and she's holding the kid's hand.
Right.
And we're walking through the mall, and I'm going, holy cow, I'm married.
Yeah.
I'm married. I'm 20. I don't want this.
I'm not marriage material.
I go, this is where this is going to go, you know? And
you were a stick figure family on the back of somebody's minivan.
Yeah, so we wound up breaking up and stuff like that. I didn't do it in the greatest way. And then it was the first time I did stand-up. The first, my virgin night doing stand-up was at Governor's. Davenport. Well, you're always there anyway, but this was, you know.
You'll handle this?
Yeah. So it was at Governor's, and I go out. Now, Anthony Cumier and Adam are in the audience hanging out and stuff like that. And I do my set, which is horrendous. But most of the set was...
Bite tongue? We got to get to the break, so...
I just think about but most of the act was about my ex-girlfriend, okay? Mm. I did a five-minute spot, you know, and I sit down...
Looks like the relationship.
Yeah.
Five-minute spot! Fine. Yeah! I can relate!
So I get done, and I sit down, and... I go, how did I do? So Adam goes to me, more importantly, look at table 7. I'm like, holy cow, it's her.
No!
With
no!
a date.
No!
And we broke up about a month and a half prior. So this poor girl.
Oh, no, she goes
this
out.
This poor girl probably went out on a date to forget. She didn't know I did. I don't think she knew I did stand-up or I told her I wanted to do stand-up.
Oh, my God.
She knew Adam did stand-up. But she probably wanted to go on a date and just go see a show and forget about me. And who comes up on stage to talk about her? Me!
Oh! It's the worst date ever!
Oh.
Oh, God.
And on that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Worst Moms Countdown now that we have found the worst date. Back in a very short minute.
You can listen to Dav and Stan live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked. Clutch and Wiggle. CyanetRadio.com. TalkSuperStation.com. The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinSten.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinSten.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinSten.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.